Alicia Pyle, Dennis Junk, welcome.
Hello.
Thank you for having us.
You've been busy performing, composing, and teaching music for a decade and a half now, Alicia. And recently, you're sharing the word around town, Pyle style. What fired this passion?
The community. Honestly, it's just been such a fun place to get connected with and share my music with and to meet other amazing musicians and work and collaborate with them. I just have to say it's been the community for sure.
Good for you. And Dennis, you are partners with Alicia, so obviously you're with her community too. Is it a natural fit for you as well?
I don't know about natural. It's an interesting fit. So I'm not a musician. I'm a writer and I'm a marketer. That my passion comes from just seeing Alicia in the community and seeing how she interacts with everybody and just seeing how everybody responds. And it's a great time. And it's just something we want to share with everyone, bring everyone in who's looking for something to do or looking for some type of event music or something like that.
Good for both of you and also good for the community. You've always been prone to collaborations, Alicia, and cooperatives and discovering other people rather than self-promotion. How does this play out with your Pyle style enterprise?
I can't work alone. It's just my disclaimer. I have a degree in classical piano performance from IPFW, and it's great. I spent a lot of time alone in the practice room, and now I'm not in the practice room anymore. No, I'm just kidding. But once you leave music school and you learn, okay, now how am I going to plug in with the community and collaborate with other musicians? It's been such an amazing growth opportunity the last 5-10 years, just learning how to work with other people and discovering the amazing amount of bands and musicians in town is just so much fun.
Your actions speak even louder than your words, and,
oh, thank
and
you.
We all hear you loud and clear. Okay, Dennis, what do you bring to that Pyle style drawing board?
Well, a lot of enthusiasm for Alicia and what she's doing. That's the first thing.
That's important.
I have a background. I took literature in graduate school. So I was a writer and I was doing marketing. I worked for a software company here in town. I did a lot of web content. I was working on their blog. And so when Alicia was telling me about the business, I kind of just had this vision. I was like, these are the things you need to be doing with the website, the upcoming events pages, regular blogging. You know, this is how you can take your business to the next level. That's the cliche everyone uses. And I was like, okay, well, I know how to do this.
You were there to do it. That's perfect. And the two big guns of communication with Pyle style are the blog from the Bandstand and the Keeping It Local podcasts. Mm-hmm. How do these mediums suit your purpose of connecting the community?
I think they were genius ideas of his, obviously. I've always been really hip to keeping people connected via social media, mm-hmm. but that only goes so far. And it's only so personal. And I think I realized that when he sat down and told me, you know, what if you had some of your musicians contributing pieces, you know, or what if you write something regularly or have someone regularly writing pieces about what you're doing and what your vision is and how you're connecting with people or how people want to work with you or what you guys do. It adds a whole other personal touch to it. So it's not just, oh, hey, here's where I'm playing, or hey, here's where these people are playing for me.
Because that's not what you're about.
No. And, you know, people get on my case constantly, whether it's with my own bands or whatever I'm promoting. You know, well, can you promote it earlier? Can you let us know more? How can we find out about your stuff? Obviously, any musician in town is hearing that regularly. Dennis has added this whole personal touch with both.
Okay, let's talk some specifics here. What about that podcast, Keeping It Local?
Alicia has a bunch of great friends in the music community, and then she has great relationships and great rapport with a lot of the venue owners. We talked to Tim Hall of Halls at the Fillmore when they were doing their Supper Club series. We just came from the League of the Blind and the Disabled, where we talked to Kevin Showalter. He's a youth coordinator there, and he's a voice instructor at the School of Rock. And these are just great interviews. Where I was coming from, I knew it was a great marketing tool, but I also, you know, my experience is sometimes hearing somebody's voice is more immediate. Mm-hmm. It's a great opportunity. There's so many great conversations going on. There's so many great events happening. To be able to listen into the conversations between these really interesting people who are doing wonderful things in the city, in the town, and that makes you feel connected, and that's kind of our goal with our overall marketing.
And nobody would know the story behind the practical matter that we give people, you know, the music or the entertainment. It's very practical. People call us, they know what they want or ask, you know, what's available. Nobody knows the stories behind things. And I think it's the reason that a lot of people look outwards from Fort Wayne to book things. And while someone has a nice tight marketing package from Chicago, my goal really with this whole thing is to keep business local. I want people to hire local musicians. We have a wealth of amazing talent that's growing every day, thanks to Sweetwater and our local institutions and schools here. I mean, it's just amazing. And I want people to think, hey, I'm getting married. Oh, who's here that I can hire? And what's their story? And I hope that the Keeping It Local podcast and also our blog posts from the Bandstand will help people learn the stories behind who some of these musicians are, who the event coordinators are at these amazing venues that all of us musicians are so privileged to be working for. Then they know what they're hiring. They're not just listening to a sound clip on the website.
Do you have a target market?
There are wonderful people that have really worked super hard in the last decade, I would say, to 15 years, to get everyone downtown hip to what's going on and in the art scene. So these people are very knowledgeable, who's who, and I love them. But there's a lot of people in the surrounding communities that aren't necessarily involved with downtown development or the arts at all, that still don't know what's going on. And I don't realize this because, like you, I'm right in the heart of the arts all the time, and I've lived downtown, and I know what's going on. But there's people that live out north or southwest or in the surrounding communities, Huntington, Wabash. So I think my target market is to spread the word even further than we've already done. We've centralized really well, I think, in the last decade. But we need to keep pushing that out, push the boundaries out a little further.
I actually do have a little thing in the back of my mind when I'm doing a lot of the content. I just think of myself as a teenager. I grew up in Fort Wayne, and I used to complain, there's nothing to do here. There's nothing going on here. So a little bit of what we do, I'm always thinking, like, how can you talk to that sulky teenager and say, yeah, look, there's so much going on. You just have to get off your bed.
Good for you. Yeah. Good for you. And you're aiming to open those lines of communication.
Mm-hmm.
So you're drawing a bead on the art scene. Is anything out there surprising you?
You know, I do content marketing and digital marketing more generally, and I'm used to the slow burn, and I'm like expecting to have to wait a long time. And a lot of this is credit to Alicia, but people are just responding so well to everything. And it's almost like, okay, what can we do next? And it's just this really exciting forward momentum. That's just great. I'm learning a lot. It seems to be working really well. They're striking a chord.
Good for you. It was a chord that had to be struck, and I'm glad that you two found it. Indeed. Does this part of your musical work and world influence the teaching side?
I think it does, because it gives me opportunities to show my students, hey, you can make a career in the arts. Here are some options that you can do. You know, you can go to Nashville, you can go to LA or New York, but here's what's available locally for you. What's your niche and how do you want to share your music? Here's some ways you can do that and some ways you can be paid for it.
Great.
You know?
I am kind of curious, how do you find time for all of this?
It's a good way for us to bond in our relationship. You know, project-based relationships are fun. You know, working on things together is something I like to do, whether it's with my mom or if it's with Dennis or my students. It's fun to build a relationship with somebody, you know, when you're working on a goal or creating something. It's tough, though. The one thing I go to bed every night kind of bummed about sometimes is I've responded to hundreds of messages today, whether it's in regards to my normal job and responsibilities or this creative endeavor. And I never want people to feel like I'm ignoring someone or not getting back with them or I don't care. It's always like, how quickly, how much can I respond quality responses to in a day? And that's just the tough one, keeping up with communications.
It is tough, and it's hard to plan anything because everything's variable. You have to respond when the message comes, not when you plan for it. But we do a pretty good job, and I think, I like the idea of an intern.
Me too.
And it sounds like you love it.
It's really enjoyable. Yeah,
it's fun.
It's rewarding already.
Good. That's the most important part. And the sky and the cultural skyline's the limit, it sounds like. If you could add one more thing to your offerings, like tomorrow, what would it be?
Having like an actual venue.
Yeah, I think so. I think it'd be nice to have a centralized location for hosting the musicians that we hire and being able to host events for brides or companies or the local nonprofit scene is my favorite. I have a nonprofit rate and I always have with my bands as well. So being able to offer a venue at a really low cost for the nonprofits to have their fundraisers and galas at. And I mean a quality venue, like, you know, Chicago worthy venue. So I do have big dreams, but that's down the road a ways.
I just like the idea of having like one place where everybody can kind of go and hear from everybody in the art scene and the venue scene and everything. And maybe you can scan through it and see, oh, Sonny Taylor is on the podcast. Sonny, you need to be on the podcast. or whoever else is their favorite musician, or maybe discover new musicians or something, and just be able to spread the word and like build the excitement that I think a lot of these artists deserve and a lot of the venue owners deserve. Like, again, there's so much great stuff going on.
I'll put a plug in for the event coordinators because they do a lot of work in town. And there's amazing event and festival coordinators in town.
So this sounds like one wonderful labor of love, you two. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes.
Very much so.
You tell us.
I do think so. And so my last question, What do you most hope that Pyle Style brings to the community? What do you want the takeaway to be?
I think my number one takeaway personally would be that people keep their business local. I want to see the local musicians hired. Not that there's anything wrong with the amazing musicians everywhere else, but this is our home. There are amazing musicians here, and I don't think people realize the quality of musicianship that they have to offer, because sometimes their marketing just isn't quite where it needs to be yet. So I'd like to help my musician friends with their marketing, help them get their names out there, and I would like people to keep their business local.
Yeah, I did second that. The sense of community and just having a platform for the stories. Who are you? What are you bringing? Where did you come from? And what are you hoping to achieve? Just being able to talk to people and hear what excites them about the music scene, about their own music, about their own art, whatever it is. I just think that's really exciting, and it doesn't need to be cutthroat. There's enough to go around, and there should be enough enthusiasm and excitement to go around. And I think we can help with that.
Alicia Pyle is a Fort Wayne musician and educator, and along with Dennis Junk, founder of Pyle Style. Alicia, Dennis, thanks for joining us today, and here's to Pyle Style.
Thank you. We really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much for having us.
That was WBOI's Julia Meek, speaking with Alicia Pyle and Dennis Junk about Pyle Style events. The music you're hearing is the Alicia Pyle Quartet's version of Sweet Child of Mine by the Guns N' Roses. You can hear more of Julia Meek's arts and culture coverage on 89.1 WBOI.